paperwork.
Hello, Anthony. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Chad.
Anna's first day on the job here, and she gets a full house.
Now, where's Dave Hart?
Good question. Well, we don't need him until we get to the... Well, no, until
well,
we get
he can
to
come later.
Instead
of later.
8 o'clock, you said.
Yeah.
That meeting was Monday, no, Tuesday.
You know what?
All right, I'm calling to order the January 6, 2015 Planning and Zoning Architecture Board of Review meeting. Roll, please.
Here.
Becky Moran.
Here.
Scott Lewis.
Here.
Brian Hitt.
Here.
Doug Klein.
Back here.
Here, Kathy Mulcahy.
I'm here, thank you. I know most of you are here to observe the presentation from Fairmont Properties, but we have a few items on the agenda first. We'll try to get through them as fast as we can so we can focus most of our time and as much time as we need on the main presentation this evening. No offense, Mr. Curtis, your things are important too, wherever you are. There he is. First item on the agenda, since this is the first meeting of the year, we have to every year have a little organizational meeting. And at this time, I will take a nomination to appoint the chairperson for 2015. Are there any nominations?
I nominate Mayor Mulcahy, serve as chairperson.
Is there a...
Second.
I'll second.
Thank you very much. Are there any other nominations? Okay, call the roll. For Mayor Mulcahy as chair of Planning and Zoning for 2015.
Lazar?
Yes.
Moran?
Yes.
Lewis?
Yes.
Hitt?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Thank you very much. At this time, I'll take nomination to appoint the chairperson pro tem for 2015. Are there any nominations?
Nominate Brian Hitt.
Second.
Second.
Thank you very much. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, please call the roll for Brian Hitt as chairperson pro tem.
Lazar?
Yes.
Moran?
Yes.
Lewis?
Yes.
Hitt?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Mulcahy?
Yes. Okay, thank you very much. Congratulations.
Oh, congratulations, Mayor.
Okay.
Let's go out and celebrate.
Is anyone here for Beachmont?
Yes.
Okay, could you join us up here, please? This is for a shade cover. And this is a picture of what it's going to be like, right here, by the pool. Hi. Hello.
Have a seat.
Have a seat.
What is it going to be like? Can you show me the picture?
The blue one.
The blue.
Oh, gotcha.
Sort of umbrella.
The Mediterranean
looking.
Blue.
That's green. It's going to be a dark green.
Hunter green.
Oh. Okay.
But it's
correct.
It's the form.
Shade.
Same.
The Beachmont
theme
green. Green.
Green.
Green.
This is actually the color.
All right. So where is this going now? And
by the pool.
By the pool.
And the pool is located.
Outside.
Here's the pool.
Where?
Here.
Should be a color picture, aerial picture right there.
Oh, right here. Okay.
Pool right now.
Very good.
There are two of these that are going to be installed. Is that correct?
Side by side.
They'll be, just for your knowledge, installed right here. Those two boxes are. Okay. Very good.
And these just, they're like a cantilever construction? Is that what I'm seeing here?
Well,
yes.
I like the upside down sort of photograph.
Mm-hmm.
It's a white, some sort of chair.
This has been reviewed by our plan designer, Dick Dyer, and been recommended for approval.
So it actually goes, it's a foundation and everything goes right into the...
It's a
So it's a permanent structure.
It's a permanent.
That's why it's here.
The frame is permanent, but the awning goes down for the winter. For the winter.
There's a sample of the colors if you'd all like to see.
This is the fabric right here, it's green.
Okay. And that's the frame. Motion approved?
Is that a joint motion?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any other questions, concerns?
No.
Call the roll.
Yes.
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 Fine.
Yes.
Yes. And like everybody who does something there before, we welcome opportunities to go swimming.
Whenever you like, man. Whenever you like, let the chief know, he'll get you in.
She got meals from Shure, so we're.
Do you want that, David?
We enjoy Shure dinner a few months ago.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, what day is Monday? Just not know what day.
He was going by very slowly.
He hasn't figured out what day, Monday or Tuesday.
More for the shade.
It's true.
Monday started on a Monday.
January.
Monday started on Monday this year.
That's right, sure.
You ever had to change a five into a four yet? Or four to a five?
No problem.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
So we'll contact you in the next day or two.
Thank you so much.
Many of you know that we have a 150, I think it's three units now. How many is it going to be? 150, it was 156. Now it's 151?
It'll be 150 when all is said and done. Probably going to make us four bigger lots.
On Brainerd Road, there's a new development called the Lakes of Orange. It's going to be the first green certified subdivision in the state of Ohio, and Judd tells me maybe in the country, right?
Fabulous.
Wasn't
yeah.
It? Who is looking that up? You?
Yeah, as far as I know, it might be the country.
And it's now beginning to start. Mr. Yeah. Curtis is here with a plan for the first new house, right?
First, we're going to look at the gazebo. I think we have the gazebo first.
First the gazebo?
First the gazebo, and we are still waiting on Brian Mayer's comments on this.
Well, we got them today.
Not on the gazebo.
Oh.
Only on the house. Only on the house we get his comments.
What are you going to do with a gazebo?
Any approval will be subject to the
gazebo. What are you going to do with a gazebo? Really?
It's a place for people to gather in the common area.
Why is the engineer looking at something in the middle of the lake?
No, it's on the, actually on the bank.
Yeah, it's on the bank. It looks like it is.
It sits almost at the water's edge. And Isaac Lewin designed the structural for it. The plan where it sits was actually approved in our master plan because the landscape drawings are part of our master plan. It'll be constructed on concrete piers out of, treated lumber for the superstructure, but then the deck is going to be this material.
Correct.
And then the vinyl gazebo, so there's low maintenance, will be in a white vinyl with sort of a light gray roofing on it. And the rails around the deck that go around the gazebo, because we have about a four-foot deck all the way around it, so somebody doesn't sit up on a bench and flip it over. At least it'll fall down on a deck. And then the boardwalk, as I call it, going out to it, will have the rails on there as well.
It's been approved by our plans examiner and our village architect, Mr. Pluchin, who's right here. But Mr. Pluchin suggests vertical pickets.
You've heard, yeah.
Yeah, but somewhere you're showing horizontal. Remember, just in that?
There was one.
There are some horizontal in on the top and bottom.
It looks like it looks like a handrail.
Kids use those for ladders. And they climb up those.
Yeah, you need to be a 12-foot wall. Electrified.
11 and a half at least.
Okay. What's the code on electrified fences?
No electric.
So, Randy, this how far does this go out into the pond?
It really doesn't. Here's the edge of the water.
Yeah, you see it in the section, Judd.
So there's a forebay right here that
the horizontal.
Stormwater dumps into sedimentation.
Right here. Yeah.
then it...
It's not good.
Can you see the landscape plan also? Or is that already been submitted in a...
Rise in the bottom of the camp.
Because I don't recognize this.
That's not...
Okay, because it's included on here.
No.
Oh, it's showing...
And then we'll have fountains here.
Yeah, in this section.
Oh.
Yes.
Gazebo?
Yeah.
It shows up, yeah, the guardrail detail.
You've got to have...
Bring it out in sections.
You're going to have an awfully, you know, acrobatic kid to use this as a ladder, if that's a fair depiction.
Well, it's not.
No, if you look at...
If you look on drawing S1, the section indicates that they're horizontal.
Yeah, they were supposed to be on...
Vertical.
Vertical.
Yeah.
Isaac apparently turned his drawing...
Sideways?
Yes.
Oh. Well, then that should be noted.
Well, then we'll approve the subject of those being vertical.
Yeah, they're all vertical.
Okay.
Right, that's confusing, yes.
That the balusters will be...
So there's no step up to this, it just, it goes, there's a boardwalk.
From the sidewalk, it goes right out, so you're handicapped back.
It's all accessible.
Accessible out to it. That's why the...
Section shows...
Around it is 4 feet, so that you can turn a wheelchair around there as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so...
And how big is it? How big, what is the distance across now?
It's about 16 feet if you measure it straight across.
Right.
And the deck, if you measure it straight across, is another
24. Right. That's going to be nice. That's going to be nice.
And then the whole area going to be landscaped, what have you.
And you haven't submitted this plan yet.
This was all, the landscape drawing was part of our original package.
Oh, it was?
Several years ago.
Oh, okay.
You weren't here, that's why...
That's why I didn't recognize it, right.
You could have improved it, but you weren't here.
All right, motion approved?
Is that a joint motion?
Correct.
Is there a second?
Subject to?
Subject...
Oh, subject approval by the village engineer.
And the handrails.
The handrails are vertical, not horizontal.
Correct.
Is that what you said?
Spindles on the handrails, right.
Absolutely.
But you notice the two colors?
I'll second.
Gray and white.
You know, those are your only colors, Randy, I don't know what to do with you.
What happened to Lake Forest Green?
That's Beachmont.
That was the first people.
There's those two.
And it's Beachmont Green.
And the gazebo now actually has an address, as Brian, because we have a water tap there. It's actually 176 Orange Lake Drive.
Isn't that ridiculous?
You have to have an address for a water tap.
And what's the water going to be used for?
The landscape sprinkling.
And they may want electric out there at some point.
We have a motion to approve, subject to village engineer's approval and the handrails being vertical.
Who made the motion, please?
Brian made the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Yep, Maria seconded. Are there any further questions, comments, concerns? Call the roll, please. Lazar?
Yes.
Moran?
Yes.
Lewis?
Yes.
Pitt?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Mulcahy, yes. Can we skip the temporary signs?
We're going to...
Temporary signs aren't regulated, it's the entrance signs.
They're regulated, you just don't need approval, you just have to comply.
The next item?
Yeah, that's...
You have to comply with the code.
The next, is this...
The house.
Is this a house you're selling?
This is a house that we will be building there for sale. Instead of building on the outskirts of the one lot that we were going to build on, since the road went in, rather than build out there, we're putting our models actually in the development.
Oh, so this is the prototype house?
Yeah.
Didn't we already approve the prototype house?
Yes, this is actually a different one.
Different style.
This has actually got 4 bedrooms on the second floor. It's more of a family-style house. One that you've seen previously will be submitted hopefully for your next meeting, but on an interior lot, number 9.
Okay, so this is going to be a model?
Yes.
All right.
These the plans?
This is the site plan.
These are the gazebo plans.
They've got a big plan. Brian just saw it today, so he was doing a chance to take it back to make his changes.
Okay, well, Brian and I'll put it in our lap. Oops, sorry there.
Got it.
Did you bring the Chinese?
These are the biggies.
Well, we like...
These are full scale.
We need full scale.
Is that right?
I can't see.
Yes.
I saw Francis.
Which, is this?
this right there.
Yeah, that's the one.
So this is the one that we're going to...
So is this road all the way in there?
Our phase one comes in...
And you're going to do this again tomorrow, right?
Through here, loops back up through here, so that for safety forces, you have a complete...
Right.
Right.
And comes out back here. Phase two will encompass this cul-de-sac here.
Okay.
And the completion of the, we're paved here, the completion of the pavement out through here.
I see. All right, so phase one will be this section right here?
Is, these basically 40 lots.
Right.
In this area.
Okay.
And then the pool, clubhouse, and tennis court will go in along phase one.
And so this is pretty much, yeah, this is almost at the end of that, well, halfway through.
It's in the middle.
It's in the middle, yeah.
But it's great to have a house within, a model home within a community. Gives you that sense of that room.
Are you still contemplating building the other house? Totally different style of this house. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
You are?
But it's got, we style. More like this one.
This one, I think, is better looking house for that subdivision.
That is...
Apparently we are.
Now, we didn't submit the landscape drawings to the MPEs because they're still working on those, but with the weather, winter weather, we wanted to get the foundation, start getting out of the roof. But before we start with mechanics and electrical...
Did I remember getting it because she said...
Building will be, we're talking to an installer now, but he had those...
I did see it as well. If you sent it...
It's showing on the elevation.
If you sent it over...
Probably, no. Yeah, the MPEs will be separate.
Are these going to have attached garages?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that size is...
No, not attached garage.
The size of that garage?
That's a two-car garage.
Two-car garage, yeah.
Did you send it?
Two cars?
Two cars?
Two cars?
Yeah. I thought everybody had four cars.
It's green, it's going to be smart cars.
Four cars.
You're going to fit four smart cars in there.
We're going to have an electric charging station in the garage.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, cool.
But I just, you know, so all the lots in there are going to be two-car garages?
Well, no, it's going to be three.
Okay.
It just depends on the style of house, how it'll fit on the lot because of the lots vary in size.
Right.
And for the, to start out with two, people can always buy the house from the third.
You're putting in these stacks?
Yeah, so that you can open up, it has a dining room.
Right.
But when you have the whole family over, you can...
For the high holiday services.
Or any event, or entertain a large party, you can stack those doors to the side, have one huge dining area. So you have two entertaining areas. You have the dining room, the flex room, as well as the kitchen.
And it's open?
I'm sorry?
This is open to the...
No, that's master bedroom.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay. So it's not...
The bedroom doesn't come all the way up.
No, it's not two-story.
Bedroom's around the second floor.
I was just thinking the rear, wasn't it? Vaulted ceiling for something.
Refrigerator seems kind of remote from all of the preparation.
That's good in the kitchen.
It's good.
That's just green.
Good.
It's promoting health. You have to walk.
Great. It'll walk before you stuff it.
Walk further to the fridge, more ice cream than you need.
That woman,
I like that.
I don't even walk in pantries.
Oh, I don't.
Is that one of these?
Solar panels.
But these are the solar panels that are going in?
Eventually, yeah, but we'll have a separate plan that comes in.
Okay.
So that's just kind of showing you
the details for mounting and insulation.
Part of the...
All that hard work is not going to go...
And that's on which face?
No.
Oh, that's on this one. That's on the...
They still have front porches and a sense of community. You can sit out the front.
So that's on the, it's on the right side elevation?
On the right side.
Which is facing?
Yes.
South and west. It's sort of southwest.
Yeah.
That's a good location for it.
Now, will these have the box? The batteries?
No.
I just asked.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is it the answer?
There he is.
This is not out. That's a picture. So that's in the bathroom.
Yes, the bathroom.
How tall?
A little taller than you.
How tall's the house?
Are you serious about that? How tall is the house?
You know the question is coming. It's a question of when the question's gonna come.
Oh, wait a minute. 27'8" 3/8"
It's.
Does that include the 2 feet for the little,
He's allowed 35.
Top of the chimney.
He's allowed 35.
So we don't care.
We do care. We'd like to know.
If you look at A4.1 has the height.
Well, this should not like, just to look out, just to ask, how is he gonna clean these two-story windows?
You remember Mr. Waddell?
Nobody else does.
Do you have a dent? Do you have a rear dent in this? I know you had a front porch.
Yeah, there's a dent.
Are these glass panels on the store? Any of this, just the panel?
So we don't have deck details? We don't need deck details?
Don't need deck details.
So Randy, so now the, on the site plan there, do you have the site plan underneath it?
It's well below. It's here.
Right here.
Yeah.
What is this material?
Those are solid panels.
Is this all gonna be, hardy plank, and then these are gonna be some kind of,
Well, they make a panel also.
Yeah, hardy panel.
Do we have any colors?
Yep, we have, we have.
Samples.
Whatever you want.
No, actually, it's.
Wow!
All right.
Wow.
Just for you, Judd.
A change.
My.
A change of,
oh, my goodness.
A change of neutral.
There you go.
Well, easy to live with, colors that are easy to live with.
I did a little bit of trim with the hardy siding and roof guarantee.
It's a nice, yeah, nice.
You won't have to paint or take care of your exterior for about 30 years.
Oh, that's nice.
So,
Is that Sandmark roofing?
What? This should be what, GM certified.
So Ron, you had in your letter, that the side yards met the code, so.
This is S1, this is not U1.
So that's my question. So this is. So this is S1, and so this is actually, following the side yards for.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Tony, he is partner in ours in architects.
Hi, folks. I'm just here to hold Randy in case he falls over.
Well, just so that I, we want to.
I didn't get last name, I'm sorry.
MAJC.
You actually gonna use a spray apply, fluid apply?
Yes.
Moisture vapor?
Yeah. We've worked with Trump, we've worked that out with Trumpco and they did some energy models.
So Randy, is this under U1A then? As far as our zoning code is concerned, as far as the side yards?
The side yards were actually included in the side yards.
It's all on the, it's all on the site plan.
Right. So what is the site yard for the S1?
I think we have a feet, it's a minimum, based on the original plan.
I think they're under S1.
Okay.
So we're well within.
Well, you're 10.3 here, right?
Yeah, I think it's 10.
10.3 on each side.
Yeah, 10 foot.
Right.
Yeah, it's under S1, actually.
Right. But from what I understand now, I think what Randy said is correct. It's actually.
Platted.
Platted. Right, there is, it doesn't fit in any particular code.
Well.
The plan was.
The plan was approved by council.
It had its own, side yards, rear yard setbacks.
Whatever the plan was that was approved, the plan.
Right, so what is it?
I don't know that I have.
What do you mean?
I don't know what the number is. That's what I know what the number is.
I don't know. You gotta find it.
That's under here.
I think it's 10 feet.
It is 10 feet.
Ron, you did look at it.
I looked it up.
Ron looked at it.
That's how I know.
That's what it is.
But I think I just need, we just need to make sure.
Some yards are not on the plan, they're per code. We didn't put them on the plan.
And they're all 10 foot.
Yeah, well, the original overall development plan had its own side yards on the different sections.
What am I not seeing here?
That's why we created building envelopes.
So it's, it is under S1 code.
Yes.
So Sarah would be in S1.
S1, S1A, it straddles the border of both.
You'll have to take my word for it.
I have a quick question, and this is something that Dave will have to address. You're showing with the drain tile on the periphery, you can bury the dirt and no stone around it.
No, it has stone.
Where is it?
here it is, this is what it counts. 20 feet between houses, so it's a 10-foot.
And that's not a drain tile, that's a downspout.
Oh, that's just a downspout. Because over here, it's showing.
Based on what you just read?
Minimum distance.
He's in compliance, right?
Yeah, he's in compliance. The way the code is set up in the S1, you have to have 20 foot between houses. That's how the code is written for S1.
Which is 10 feet anyway.
So he's fine, as long as the next house.
Right, we don't know what that is, it's not fine yet, he can build the next house yet.
It'll have to be 10 feet. Somebody's got a small look.
Make the submission for a double wide.
Double wide. That's good. Call for the question.
That was good.
So it's actually, so that's what it actually is, 20 feet between houses?
Between buildings.
Between buildings.
Which means 10 feet.
He's got 10.3, so the next one can be 9.7, right?
Correct.
Well, actually, we've done that just the opposite, we've done 20 foot, put it right on the line, and then put the next one 20 foot.
If any of the conversation is superfluous, let's focus and get going.
Exactly.
Please.
He's within code.
He's within code on the lot.
I move for approval of the joint design review board. Second.
Thank you, Mr. Lazar, are there any further questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, call the roll, please.
Yep, call the roll.
These are all.
No, we can add that later, okay.
Lazar?
Yeah.
Moran?
Yes.
Lewis?
Well, I do. I did have a question.
Okay.
Okay. This letter from Brian Mader dated January the 5th.
That came in today, yeah.
Came in today.
We're gonna make all those changes and get it back to it.
Subject to.
I'm suggesting that we include the subject to.
Amend the motion to be subject to the village engineer's comments. Is that okay?
And approve.
Those who seconded it?
Yeah.
Subject to his comments and approve.
You said you agree with those, the problem?
We can't get a permit.
Right.
Okay, so, yes, yes?
Yes.
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 Okay, thank you for bringing it up, Scott.
Randy, you just missed the heat wave.
Did you say yes, Brian?
You did.
Klein?
Yes.
Mulcahy? Yes. Thank you. Well, good luck, Randy.
Thank you.
How's the market, looking? You getting a lot of interest?
Well, we announced that we are bringing in another builder who bought 7 lots from us. Miller Builders.
I think they're new to Orange.
They're new to Orange, they've been building in other communities.
Sterling Lakes.
For many, many years. I know the father and the kids grew up with them. And they're good builders. And they will be built, they have to by deed restriction. And be building green and sustainable as well.
Are you gonna get our Orange Goes Green certificate?
We far exceed that.
Well, but I would.